The Labor Committee meeting to order. We'll just do a quick round robin of who is here. Sean Meske.
Samantha Beckman.
Ryan Grounds.
Kathy Schwantes.
Vicki Davis.
And just for the record, we have guests here this evening.
Frank Hansen.
Jim Fell.
Steve Oakens.
Sean Christensen.
Mayor Mark Galvin.
All right, thank you. First item.
Isn't your daughter calling?
Well, she can, she wants to.
Yes.
Very good. The next item on our agenda is public comment. She knows how to spend her time. Any public comment this evening? Seeing none, we're going to move to item three on the agenda, 2016 compensation study recommendation. For this, HR Director Beckman.
Okay. So, in preparation of developing our citywide pay scale, I dug back into what previous pay scales we had. And I came across one that we created in 2016 when the department head supervisor confidential employee group broke up. There was a compensation study done on all of those positions to see where the appropriate pay grade should be for all of those positions. The second page with the graph has the Springstead recommendation based off of other cities and what they pay, and then what they recommended we implement for our citywide pay grade. Then next to that is what the city actually implemented starting January 1 of 2017. So everything in yellow was a change. Everything in pink just stayed the same as recommended. So the only changes were they changed the numbers of the pay grade, 6 through 14, and they also did not implement the open pay ranges in between. Since there was no one in the position, I think it was just an oversight and they didn't implement them, but it unfortunately did create larger spaces in between steps than should have been there. Also, the police chief and public works director positions were moved down a pay grade from what Springstead recommended they be. So I highlighted those as well. I've listened and watched the council meeting and labor meetings where they discussed these, and they didn't make any reference to why these positions were changed. I know from what I've gathered historically, department heads have mostly been wanted to be kept on the same pay level is what I've heard from conversations mostly. They didn't make a reference to that in the labor committee meeting or city council meeting. So I am confused as to why that was done against Springstead's recommendation, but that is what was implemented. And then mid-year 2017, two positions were rescored and moved up pay grades, the public works director and the police administrative assistant. In passing, since we did not implement that open pay range between 12 and 13, that position was essentially moved up two pay grades. But that one was rescored and moved up back to Springstead's original recommendation. However, the police chief position was never rescored and moved up. Again, I'm not really sure why one position was and not the other when they were both recommended to be higher, and then one was corrected and one was not. But this is what I came across maybe 2-3 months ago when we first started talking about implementing a citywide pay scale. So I wanted to make sure and bring it to Labor Committee so they were aware of it. And then also see if we could correct the police chief's position. It would require being rescored. With the score that it has right now, which is the second page, is the citywide pay scale that is in place right now and where each position falls on that pay grade. I also included 2020 Springstead's recommendation and also the results from the salary survey. I aged them by taking the average COLA from the greater Minnesota area for the last 4 years and aged them to 2020 data. So this was as accurate as I could make it for today's dollars. So I have their recommendation at the top as well as the actual results when they surveyed other cities and what other cities pay. And if you look at the police chief position, it does show their recommendation back in 2016. Today's dollars would be minimum of 92, maximum of 120. And if you look at the results for what other cities were paying, the minimum of 94, maximum of 120. And that does most closely fall into our pay grade 18, 94 to 122. Any questions so far?
Ready for a motion?
Well.
You want some discussion on it first?
Either way, you're on the committee. So, questions about the pay ranges, or specifically the police chief position? When you say rescore, I'm assuming the points are going to fall between 632 and 682?
Most likely, yes. I have not done the actual rescoring, but yes.
And so, and I know he had talked about this a few times, the scoring sheet that you use for this?
Yep.
Is that?
Yeah, something Hewitt system, yes.
Okay, so that has, is it changed?
No, nope, nope. That is a system the city still uses for all of our pay equity and the utilities as well. So no, that system hasn't changed.
Okay. Questions? Shouldn't have to ask you, but somebody have a motion they'd like to make?
I was
going to
say, hearing no questions, and I'd make a motion to approve the updating and rescoring of the police chief's position.
Second.
Moved and seconded to do a rescore of the police chief position. Further discussion.
So we're just doing that one? We're not doing any other department heads?
That is what the motion is. With the history of that it had been neglected to be rescored, but if we have concerns of other ones, we can certainly bring those up, but the motion that's currently on the floor is for the police chief position only. Further discussion?
Well, I have concerns, public works director and finance. Yeah. I think they're doing a very good job. And they should be looked at too.
When we look at those through the same lens of the history piece, do they have a similar story?
The public works director position was one that was also recommended to be a pay grade higher, was not in 2017, but then was rescored to be moved up mid-2017. So that one has moved since the recommendation in 2016. The finance director position was implemented as recommended by Springstead, but that doesn't mean you can't relook at it. That it doesn't mean you cannot rescore the position.
Yeah, and for me, I guess, I just so I understand, is this is no reflection on the job that is being done. This is a reflection on how the pay has been scored or not scored in the past.
Correct. This is similar to probably the exact same process that we followed to do the general unit comp study. So this is based off of what other comparable cities are paying their positions.
So the reason the motion was made specifically for the police chief was because according to the CAR report, that was the one that when things were rescored, that position was not rescored.
Yeah, yep.
So the public works director position was rescored and moved up two pay grades in 2017, but the police chief position was never rescored. And then also with the 2020 wage increase, the chief position should be reevaluated to remove pay compression issues.
To alleviate perhaps Councilmember Fangerly's concerns, have the other department heads, have those positions, do you see a need to rescore them?
What needs to be done is it needs to be done citywide. It shouldn't be done in pieces, which is kind of what's been done since, well, at least since 2016, when one group was chosen to be redone and a new pay scale presented. And now we're doing another chunk of the city, but we still have never done the LELS unit. So it needs to all be redone at the same time. And I'm hoping to get money in the 2021 budget that we can update all job descriptions, look at everything citywide, score-wise, and then always, ultimately, the goal is get everyone on this citywide pay scale also. That's honestly what needs to be done. We've kind of been hobbling along piece by piece for several years now, and it just needs a complete citywide rescore.
And I think the council is aware that's kind of the direction. Well, that's the direction we're going, and we approved this with the understanding that ultimately we need to do that, and we know that's a much larger undertaking.
Yes.
Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries, and that will go to the next council meeting.
Just a little history on the risk scoring of your whole organization. Having just gone through something similar, it's the same for most of the organizations that provide this service. Expect about 20 plus months to go through a total city organizational class and comp study. And at first, I was concerned because they gave us the ability to get it done faster, and it didn't turn out that way. And then when you talk to other cities that are going through the same thing with other firms, it was pretty consistent. These things just take a long time.
So manage expectations. That is what we should have, is keep moving it, but it might take up to 2 years, perhaps, to make that work. Okay, our next item on the agenda this evening is individual policies. HR Director Beckman.
Okay, so again, in 2016, when that group was split up and some employees were made non-union employees, we created three separate policies that those employees would fall under for defining their benefits, because our personnel policy at the time did not define any benefits for employees. It just spelled out codes of conduct mainly. So those three policies were department head policy, non-organized employee policy, which only covered the accounting coordinator and the police administrative assistant. And then the third policy was for the administrative assistant to the city administrator, which now is somewhat defunct because we do have them in the supervisor unit. So with a few adjustments to our current 2020 personnel policy, we should be able to discontinue all three of these, since every section is now covered in our citywide personnel policy. So I did include all three policies in full in there for you. But at the end, I included what we would need to update in order to discontinue the policies, starting with exempt employees pay policy. This is the first page.
About 10 in from the back. You're going to have red writing on the back of that page.
Almost there.
You're getting warmer.
Almost.
Yep.
There
we go. Exempt employee pay policy. So if we could add the line, second page, if we add the line in referencing the accounting coordinator and PD admin assistant get 2 personal days each year, that is something that is currently under their policy. So in order to continue that, we would just need to add that one line in our exempt policy. And then also, employees may be eligible for a vehicle or phone allowance if not assigned a city-owned phone or vehicle, depending on what is negotiated upon hire, because we do have some vehicle allowances and phone allowances out there as well. That's the first one.
Maybe we'll just save questions for when we have all of them presented.
Okay. Safety equipment gear policy is next. If we added a paragraph at the end addressing the chief's clothing allowance, that would cover that section of the personnel policy. I did preemptively remove the sentence saying that it is subject to the condition the department has repay that if they terminate mid-year. Since we did remove that from the union contracts, I preemptively removed it from this as well. And the last piece is we would need to remove the line from the sick leave policy that references the maximum accumulation for sick leave being 840 hours. The 840 hours is a reference to that is the maximum they can cash out upon termination, but currently there is no maximum accumulation amount for department heads and supervisors and non-union employees. I know we got into sick leave quite a bit at the beginning of last year, so I did include that graph again of what each union has for sick leave cash out versus accrual. So you can review that here too. Since the supervisors currently don't have a maximum accrual amount, I wouldn't recommend that we impose one on the department heads. because it would just be a dichotomy of benefits as you increase, which doesn't make sense. So I would recommend we do not impose a maximum accumulation at this time for that group.
Sam, just a little push on that.
Yes.
If you're trying to eventually get everything equalized, do you eventually want them to none of them to have a maximum accrual?
Ideally, we should have a maximum accrual amount, a number. You know, whatever that magic number is, we'll find out. But
is it harder to put a number on it after you have no number on it?
Yes. Because then you would need to deal with those who are above the number you're going to set and what you do with those numbers, so they're still kept whole, and it's a more complicated process.
And then one more, do you know where that number would like, where you would think that number should be if we were doing a system-wide maximum accrual number?
Across the whole city?
I hate to put you on the spot.
Yeah. Well, a starting point would be 1,200.
That's what I would agree with you.
Oh, okay. And go from there.
Because I don't know if taking, just how I know things work, if taking something off, it's harder to usually often put it back in.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But if you have a vision of where you would like that to be at some point, maybe we should start conforming things as they come on to that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just a suggestion on that one.
Definitely. I would definitely like to reach out to other cities and see what they have for accrual maximums before I set that magic number.
Are we going to handle these like we have before, where we are reading one time and approving them next time?
Sure.
But we have initial questions at this time for Samantha on these policies.
That answered my question already. So
okay.
It's good.
We're putting this in the homework pile.
Sure.
All right.
Excuse me. Yep.
So, one thing on
yep.
a vehicle eligible for a vehicle or a phone allowance, should it be and or? Because there could be someone that gets both a vehicle
yep.
and a phone.
Yep.
True.
I can fix that.
Good suggestion. Any other initial comments? Please look at those with a finer eye, and we'll refine those. If you have suggestions in the interim, you can let Samantha know. Otherwise, bring those to the next labor meeting. If we're following our process, I think that has been our process. All right, then we'll move on to item number 5, fire department job description updates. And on this one, I have Fire Chief Hansen.
Chair, members of the council, before you, we have two job descriptions that I developed and were reviewed by the city administrator. One being a new job description would be a battalion chief of safety, and then one being more of a not a new job description, just a new title, and that would be battalion chief of operations. That's where we're.
Maybe you can talk just a little summary about what those positions
sure.
would do.
Sure. The yeah. the safety position, League of Minnesota recommends that we have safety officers on all training evolutions and as well as emergency incidents. We've never really designated one person as a safety officer in the past. We've just kind of assigned it as needed. This job description has requirements for the safety officer. It has also the responsibilities for that person, and would be responsible for all the activities on the fire ground, safety-wise, and would report back to the incident commander. The battalion chief of operations basically runs the fire ground scene is right under the incident commander of the fire ground. Also oversees equipment purchases, equipment maintenance, make sure everything is up and running, and also is responsible to the deputy fire chief as well as the battalion chief of safety. We've had some job description in the past, but nothing defined and really approved. So we're just moving that step forward.
And could you please just explain the financial impact and the shift of how those dollars will work?
Yes. I'm also requesting that they receive a yearly stipend, each of them, for $3,000. Currently, the battalion chiefs are getting $2,200 per year with the additional responsibilities. We'd like to up that by $800 per battalion chief. With the hiring of the full-time deputy chief, we've removed the assistant chief and the paid on-call deputy chief. And those dollars for the assistant chief were $6,600, and for the paid on-call deputy chief was $2,950. So.
Questions? Councilmember Schwantes.
Well, I just have some confusion in regard to, so we eliminated the paid on-call assistant chief and the paid on-call deputy chief with the new one. Can you just talk about what that really means in layman's terms for job responsibilities?
Sure. The paid on-call assistant chief was the second in charge. He was kind of the administrative chief, dealt with firefighter problems, kind of worked with some, helping with the assistant, the battalion chief with the training. All those responsibilities from that person went to the new deputy chief. The deputy chief, paid on-call deputy chief, was basically would be the same as the battalion chief of operations. We just eliminated that person. Then we had a battalion chief of training, which is now the full-time deputy chiefs. This is going to get confusing, I'm sure. And then we had a battalion chief of public education, which has all been pushed to the full-time deputy chief. So the responsibilities of the safety are brand new. That's kind of a new position. And then the operations chief is kind of the same as the old deputy chief position.
I need a flannel graph or something.
Yeah,
Could you say, with a safety battalion chief, are we going to be able to do some safety trainings in-house with that person that we may have to do outside of that? I mean, is there going to be some new benefit that we don't see currently with that shift?
I think the benefit is that we have one person that concentrates. That's what their job is make sure everything is operating in a safe manner. They're going to take specific safety training. They may give a little bit of training to the department, but the main benefit I see is we'll always have a safety officer.
Oh, and I see the value of that. I'm just looking into the future of, could this person even do some of our safety training if they're going to get it, you know, the whole train the trainer kind of routine? Because I think being a new thing like this, there's a potential that you could move that in different directions too. So it's kind of a...
Yeah, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Councilmember Schwantes.
So who did the safety training before? What position did
that? The safety officer, we just assigned somebody. It could be anybody, really, at that point. Now we'll have somebody specific to that. The city safety training throughout the city is through Safe Assure, and they'll continue to do that for...
Yeah, I remember when Bridgewater College lost that contract.
So do I.
Other discussions about these battalion chiefs?
I will be honest, I always like to be able to explain it to a layperson if I'm asked questions, and I'm not feeling comfortable enough to be able to explain it, but I don't know what questions to ask you to be able to feel comfortable explaining it. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
And I'm sure you're saying it, I'm just not getting it.
It does make sense, and it is confusing. It truly is confusing. So maybe you look at it as we have 4 paid on-call chief positions. We're eliminating 2 of them because we gave those duties to the deputy chief. These two chiefs we're going to keep, and we just redefine their duties. So the battalion chief safety, brand new. I mean, it literally, there's not many words in this job description that were in any other job description for us. The battalion chief of operations job description pretty much mirrored the deputy chief of operations paid on call person.
What might be helpful, I think, is they don't know how this functions within the fire hall. Mm-hmm. An operations person, what does their job do to make operations function better at the fire hall? The safety person, how do they make sure that safety is in compliance at the fire hall? I think maybe they understood that is something that requires additional time to make sure that works. Maybe that would be helpful, because I think that's kind of what the situation is here.
Yes.
I don't know if you can explain. What do you, I mean, they can read the duties, but what's the operation battalion leader do to make sure operations are working well at the fire hall? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, that person's main duty as operations, or 75% of his duties, are on the fire ground itself.
Yeah.
So they take direction from the commander that says we need to do this. They develop a plan and then make sure that it actually happens on the fire ground. When they come back to the fire hall, the operations person makes sure that the equipment is working. If there's any problems, they figure out how to either talk with the maintenance person to make sure to get it fixed. They also help with the budget towards the end of the year to get everything in the budget that we need. So they're more equipment organized, make sure everything's working properly. And if something isn't working properly, it's their responsibility to make sure it either gets replaced or fixed.
And so without that person, there could be failures in equipment, their things could be perhaps not as well planned when we're actually on the ground doing a task. So
absolutely.
I mean, they're kind of important for that piece. And the safety piece, I know it's new, but they're looking at it through the lens of safety for the firefighters.
That's correct, yes.
So it's basically, it's having a particular person whose job it is to focus on those pieces, mm-hmm. because if either of those pieces fail to work, there's trouble. That's how I understand it, but
that's correct.
If I had to explain it, I guess I would go in that world. But
yeah, it's still a part-time position.
Yes.
I'd entertain a motion, or if you need a week to ponder it, that's fine as well. But I'm assuming that you would like to move on getting this restructured as soon as you possibly can.
Yes.
Right. But rest assured, if this didn't happen, we would still be looking at operations and safety on any call in between. Mm-hmm. We won't have a dedicated set of eyes to do that.
Make a motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve the 2 battalion leaders and update their annual stipend.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. We will move those as well.
Thank you.
The next item on our agenda this evening is city administrator search. Let me take this.
Sure.
All right. This is a fluid topic. However, I will tell you, in that fluidity, that I am very grateful and thankful that you should have received today, for your consideration, a contract with our interim city administrator, Brian Gramitz. I would encourage you to look at that. We have been on a few calls this morning, the city attorney, as well as Patty from Baker Tilly is looking at those as well. We will be continuing to move those things forward over the next several days. We would like to have a contract for you on Monday at the next city council meeting. We had done an evaluation, for lack of a better term, that you had received from Baker Tilly, as well as City Administrator Gramitz had filled out. And those results will be best to distribute in a closed session at some time in the very near future. But I can think it's safe to say we are definitely, the council and our interim city administrator are very congruent in where we see the city going. And we are excited, and I'll just speak for myself, I'm elated that there's a chance that we can continue that relationship into the future. I think we don't want to get into the discussion of the different pieces within that contract, but you have all received that. I would ask you to look at that and stay tuned. There will be a email that you should receive from the city attorney shortly, outlining sort of next steps and getting you prepared for potentially a contract on Monday. Mr. Mayor, did I do okay on that?
Yeah, you did very good. I just want to congratulate City Administrator Gramitz for coming to the table and being very clear in what he wants and needs us to do. And our organization is farther ahead today than it was 7 months ago. And it's the leadership that's been provided by Administrator Gramitz that has made that happen. And so I'm very pleased that that this consideration is in front of you. It's been a lot of hard work on Sam's part, along with Brian's part, to get us to where we are today. So I just want to congratulate both of them on the hard work that they've done, and the endless hours that they've put into this. I'm looking forward to a very positive outcome on Monday night.
Yes, and I will add, I've had several conversations with Brian, and I would, if you have not yet read that proposal for you to take a look at, I would encourage you to do so, because brought new sets of eyes, and there are some challenges even to the council that are suggested in there, and I suggest that you take a look at those and think about them quite seriously, because I think it's very good for the city of Wilmer, the direction we're going, and I'm hoping that we can continue that trajectory. And so, again, thank you, sir. Would you have any comments you want to make at this moment, or shall we move on from them?
Fine.
Perfect. All right. Any questions?
I'll just say I'm looking forward to Monday night.
Perfect.
Yes, me too.
If you ask any specific questions, I will most likely do my best to not answer them. If you have any general comments, you can certainly make them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Since I'm here and the HR person is there, I was just wondering, update on our software that we were supposed to get.
Yeah, definitely. We have, I should have brought the date with me, but our projected go-live date is the first check date in March. I forget the date that it actually is, but it'll be the first Thursday in March, so then the 2 weeks before that will be the first group using the system. Right now, I believe the first group we're going to roll out is the police department, since it will be the most complicated, and we will have our dedicated support for 4 weeks after the go-live date. So tentatively, the police department is probably going to be first, and then we'll roll it out by department every pay period from there. So it will probably take 3 months before everyone is on it. Go live date is now the first check date in March, because January is insanely busy with year-end things that need to get done. And February, we're actually going to be short-staffed for the whole month. So that's why March.
Short-staffed?
The finance department,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's not you.
No, yeah, I'll be here. Yeah.
So no one's using it yet, then?
They're not using the timekeeping piece. Everyone's using the HR piece and the or the applicant tracking we've been using for a year now. But timekeeping, first users will be March, first check date in March.
Thanks.
Councilmember Schwandes.
I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. That is an incredibly overwhelming job to do this conversion, and I just very much appreciate your leadership in moving it forward. And thank you for all the extra time and effort you've put into it. It's you deserve a pat on the back, and we very much appreciate it.
Excellent. Any other miscellaneous information or information topics for the Labor Committee this evening?
I do actually have one.
You usually do. we look forward to them.
I haven't had a chance to talk with Brian yet, but we are filing our pay equity this week, and I was informed by Ann today, though, that it needs to be passed by council. So we need to, that'll be on the agenda on the 3rd. I apologize, I don't have it here with me tonight because she just told me today that it needed to be. So I apologize for that.
Well, it'll be in the packet?
Yep, on the 3rd. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yep. So that will be on there for approval, but it's all the same information we submitted previously when we knew that we passed. So no surprises. It's all the same information, but it does technically need to be passed by council. So that will be on the agenda packet on the 3rd.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
Another big project.
Move to adjourn.
Moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're staying. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you for your participation this evening.
You get a band concert.